to DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The UN estimates that almost 7 million people have been displaced in Syria by the big earthquake this week, and reports that hundreds of people are still under debris. The death toll so far in both Syria and Turkey is at more than 5,000. The U.S. is sending two search and rescue teams to the region to help. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight as Republicans still insist they will not raise the debt ceiling without budget cuts. ABC's Faith Abube is on Capitol Hill.
After meeting with President Biden last week, McCarthy said that he believes that the two of them can find some common ground. In the meantime, though, tonight, the official Republican response to the State of the Union address will come from Arkansas Governor and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
House Republicans are holding congressional hearings today on the suspected spy balloon. Boeing says it plans to cut 2,000 jobs, mostly in finance and H&R. The company is one of Washington State's largest employers. This is ABC News. Testimony resumes in the trial of South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh, accused of killing his wife and son. Prosecutors have gotten permission from the judge to bring up allegations of financial crimes against Murdaugh. Another strike in France over proposals to change the pension age.
This week's new nationwide strikes shutting down public transportation and schools. They're also diminishing electricity, oil, and gas supplies. This is the third round of strikes meant to protest the government's proposed plan to change pensions, raising the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. French President Emmanuel Macron insists he will be moving ahead with his plan. Last week, an estimated 1.27 million people took to the streets, and additional protests are planned. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
And Google is testing its own chatbot. After the success of ChatGPT, which has been asked to do everything from write computer code to come up with fan fiction, Google is introducing its own called Bard. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
People do some.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Milwaukee police officer is dead. The police department confirmed the officer was shot this morning on the city's south side, then died at the hospital. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says officers were responding to reports of a robbery. The officer got into a shootout with the teenage suspect, who also died. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is urging people in Milwaukee to be engaged when it comes to reporting crimes in their neighborhoods. Former Western Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind has a new job. Kind says he's been hired as a senior policy advisor at Arnold & Porter. It's one of the biggest multinational law firms in the world. Kind served in Congress for 26 years. He chose not to run for re-election last fall. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night. Marquette plays UConn tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention, And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Same number. My guest is Al Holmes of my father's house. Al, you are a go ahead. You wanted to say something?
No, I said yes, sir. That's
are,
who I am.
You are a retired law enforcement officer, and you have dedicated. Huh?
Not retired. I left the agency, but I'm not retired from there.
Okay,
no.
So yeah, but you were once a law enforcement officer, and you've been working with families and young men and trying to get people on the right path. Last night in Milwaukee, or early this morning, a 19-year-old young man killed a law enforcement officer in the city of Milwaukee. And, you know, it's the first time, I guess, in about 3 or 4 years. But every time a law enforcement officer loses his life in the line of duty, it is a heartbreaking situation. Now, what I wanted to talk with you about, and I'm so glad to have you on the line, is what we're hearing already is that the reason that these things keep happening is because, you know, the judges are too lenient. The district attorney won't do what he should be doing. They're not listening to us who think we know what's best. And is it right, Al, that when this kind of situation occurs, heartbreaking as it is, that we have people, especially people who are conservative, who get on the airwaves and start saying, this is because, you know, the judges won't do their jobs, the district attorneys won't do their jobs, and we won't lock these people up. Last time I checked, Milwaukee has a higher percentage of African-American males locked up than almost anybody else in the nation. Is that the reason why these things are happening, in your opinion?
No. First of all, as the young lady that you had on earlier stated, it has to do with parenting. It has to do with the evolution of our society moving out of, you use this term frequently, conservatism. I don't know how to define that. We had values, we had things that we did years ago with regard to raising our families and making commitments to the people who lived in our houses and what have you. That you don't see anymore. That's one of the reasons I'm in the business I'm in, because I work with children or young men, and mostly young men, who have children but don't live with them and never have. But for, you know, you coach for 20 years in football. I coach for 49 years in multiple sports, primarily track and field. But most of the kids I worked with came from single-parent homes. I have never seen a human being created by one person.
Right.
So it means if there were two people who made that child, there are two people who are responsible for the upbringing and raising of that child, and that is not the case. And we have laws on the books that outline what's supposed to happen, but we don't hold people accountable for that. We have penal codes for youth and how families are supposed to be responsible for the behaviors of their children from zero until they get to adulthood. But that's not happening, and the people are not being held accountable for doing what they're supposed to do naturally. So there's a number of factors involved, but it starts at home. What's going on out in these streets is what I used to assert or refer to as wild dogs. You know, wild dogs do whatever it takes to survive from one day to the next. They will kill and eat each other. And basically, you're seeing a lot of this behavior in human beings, is that people are out here with no direction, with no plan, with no outline of survival, and they're doing whatever they think they can do to get from one day to the next. And we don't have structure in our society to deal with that population. We deal with the population who are out here working, struggling, trying to pay bills, et cetera, but we leave everybody else to go for themselves, and they're doing exactly that, going for themselves no matter what, and they don't care about consequences. And many that I worked with come out of prison, and I try to help reintegrate them back into society, but the point is, prison became home, so they don't come out to stay out. They come out on vacation, and as soon as things get tough out here, then they do something to go back home.
That's the problem. They've grown comfortable in that environment.
They've grown comfortable in that environment because they have no responsibility.
Right.
They go to jail and they do what they're told to do 24/7. They don't have to go to work. They don't have to do anything. They get three squares a day. They get a clean bed to sleep in. And they can lay around and watch television and do all kinds of things in prison. It's not punishment. It's warehousing.
So Al,
go ahead.
You just pointed out clearly an issue that has continued to grow. It hasn't been arrested. It's going to get even bigger. Where do we begin, man, to put the brakes on it? What is the process?
Hold people accountable for their responsibility to society. And that is to, if you bring a child on this earth, your job is to teach that child to be as good as or better than you are. And you are responsible for all of that child's actions until they become adults and independent of you.
So let me ask you, because what you say makes sense, but if I'm a person who nobody did that for me, and it becomes generational, what is the process when you say hold them accountable? I mean, if I have nothing and I don't want anything, what's going to be the mechanism that's going to make me do what it is you say I should be doing?
We already have laws on the books. All they have to do is enforce them. It's not about you having to create a new paradigm or a new wheel. The laws are there. And it says what I just said about your responsibility to your offspring. It's just that the DA's office and law enforcement and the judges are not holding people accountable. They're giving people a slap on the wrist and say, okay, go do it better the next time. But you haven't done anything for them to hold them accountable for the mistakes they've made up to this point.
So
that is the problem, in my opinion.
So, Al, then I would ask you that it's a cycle, and so what do we do to prevent? You know, it's easy to say hold them accountable. But
no, it's not easy to say. It's harder. It's easy to do if you would do it, but you got to do it as a unified force. The courts, the law enforcement people, the people in charge of our society, the people we call our representatives, and I say that sparingly because I've been in this city for over 50 years, and I haven't found anybody who can represent me yet. I don't even know who's supposed to be doing that.
So again, in the city, in Milwaukee, we have the highest percentage of African American males incarcerated than anyone else in the country. We're incarcerating people. Does there come a point in time, Al, when the incarceration part of it is not going to be the answer? Is there ever a point in time where we need to look in a different manner? I'm asking.
Sure. I worked in a special unit, and in that unit, we tracked people. We knew what they were doing. We knew where they were and everything.
Hang on, Al. We got to go to break. Al Holmes, my good friend, is on the line, and the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
They said she's too high, too high. We gave him a
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 37. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 22. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 37.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Text us at that same number. My guest is Al Holmes. And Al, let's go to the phone lines. And Jackie, Jackie, thank you very much for the call. You say what, Jackie? All right, so we lost Jackie. Jackie called back. So, Al, what I want to say to you is this 19-year-old robbed somebody. And the police chased him down, then he took off, and they found him, and I guess they, you know, wound up in some kind of tussle, and the law enforcement officer lost his life, and the 19-year-old lost his life. We've seen these things too many times, Al. That's so our neighborhoods, our communities are rife with young boys and young men who, you know, don't fit. They're like a square peg trying to fit in a round hole, but they've got a gun. And you know, where they got it, I don't know, but they have that gun, and to them, that gives them power. And now, you know, a lot of guys are locked up. As you stated, they get out, they go back, because it's an easier life for them. They don't have to pay rent. They don't have to pay child support. They don't have to worry about eating or having clean clothes. You know, I don't know how you get around that, Al. You say, you know, locking them up even more, but that doesn't seem to be working.
The birthright. Who brought these children on this earth? Who is responsible for their upbringing? You know, as a, when I teach responsible parenting, one of the first things I tell people, your job is to teach your children to be as good as or better than you are. The problem we have is who's doing the teaching? most of the teaching of these young people is not in the home.
Right.
It's outside of the home.
Right.
And as much as, you know, I have several friends who are outstanding people, but they're ministers. And I talk to them and about them all the time because of the fact that I don't think they're doing their job. The job that I think that they took on, they don't do. The church is not directing communities in the manner that it should, and they're not working together.
I agree with that.
I don't understand why different denominations or churches can't work together because they're all trying to say the same thing. They claim they're trying to do the same thing. So why not do a team effort rather than an individual situation and separating people? The more we separate people, the worse that our society gets. And we bring people together. I'm a coach. I work with teams. I bring together people who don't know each other, and we do skill sets based upon whatever sport it is, and we teach them how to be team. We don't tell them they got to love each other. We don't teach them that they have to go live with each other. We teach them teamwork in order to accomplish a goal. This is not going on outside of sports in anything that I see today, unless it's on a job. When you go to a job, they put you out there with a bunch of people you've never met before, and they tell you, this is our goal. This is the ultimate. This is what's going to get you paid. Now, those people will work together to accomplish that goal so they can get a check. But beyond that, there's no teamwork.
So, Al, you know that that young 19-year-old who lost his life last night, as well as the law enforcement officer, that that 19-year-old clearly had got his guidance, didn't get guidance from his parents. You know, maybe the parent didn't. There are people, just because you have children, Al, you know this, doesn't mean you know what it is to be a parent. It takes no talent.
Correct.
It takes no talent to have a child, none whatsoever. You know,
that's true.
And so parenting is something that you learn. I learned how to parent from my parents and how they raised and reared me. And
that's called team.
That's called what?
Teamwork. You knew your grandfather, didn't you?
No. No.
Did you know your grandma?
Yeah, I knew one of my grandmothers.
All right. Your grandmother, your parents created a team,
right,
to raise you and all of your brothers and sisters. And we used to have that. That's called the family.
Right.
The family is a team. But you see how many of these kids come from a family where they even know who their fathers are.
No.
Or are they know their mothers. And you don't see grandparents. You don't see aunts and uncles. See, these children are out here in these streets being taught and raised by people
who
have no
advantage of them.
That's correct.
Who clearly
have no primary in their welfare.
Yeah.
They're using them for other purposes.
You know, Al, I'm like you. You know, I'm out here, and I see what is taking place, and we try to do the best we can to try to impact, but we're overwhelmed. The sheer numbers of families that have been broken are greater than, you know, what you and I and a hundred Al's and Earls can.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The UN estimates that almost 7 million people have been displaced in Syria by the big earthquake this week, and reports that hundreds of people are still under debris. The death toll so far in both Syria and Turkey is at more than 5,000. The U.S. is sending two search and rescue teams to the region to help. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight as Republicans still insist they will not raise the debt ceiling without budget cuts. ABC's Faith Abube is on Capitol Hill.
After meeting with President Biden last week, McCarthy said that he believes that the two of them can find some common ground. In the meantime, though, tonight, the official Republican response to the State of the Union address will come from Arkansas Governor and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
House Republicans are holding congressional hearings today on the suspected spy balloon. Boeing says it plans to cut 2,000 jobs, mostly in finance and H&R. The company is one of Washington State's largest employers. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Madnair. Here's what you need to know. 15 residents of the Emerald Bay Retirement Community and Memory Care in the village of Hobart in Brown County are being evicted. The facility sent letters to the residents at the end of January and told them that as of February 28th, they'll no longer accept Medicaid payments because of rising labor costs and inflation. Previously, Emerald Bay said it had to pass costs on to private pay residents, who in some cases faced rent hikes of 18 to 24%. Barricades on four roads crossing tribal lands in Vilas County are still in place. This is a dispute between private landowners, but Governor Evers spoke with tribal leaders to make certain all parties are working towards a meaningful resolution. The Bureau of Indian Affairs sent notices to affected landowners as early as 2011, but no significant progress has been made by town officials to resolve those easement issues with the tribe. I'm Jane Matnier. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Al Holmes of my father's house. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Al, I have a question for you. Okay, so let's say we're spending $62,300 a year on prisons. For a person, and we spend $9,100 a year per student on for school, because that's about the breakdown, which is right there tells a lot about our society all in general. Prisons must be making more money than schools. Also, the fact that one of the really bad things is that what's the first thing that seems to go in the education system. It seems like it's sports. Now everyone has to join a league, and now they have to pay more fees, and now all these different things, where in the public school, like you said, Al, a lot of coaches and a lot of team at work, which is one of the reasons why I never understand why, how a coach could ever be someone that believes in just me, the individual, because of the fact that it does take a team. Together, each achieves more. So I don't know what we do with that. And I'm kind of looking for some advice in that way, because, you know, not all the parents are going to be great. And that's where a lot of kids could actually, you know, lean on their either get respect and teaching from their coaches or whatever. But when they start cutting all these programs for sports in public schools, it's really just even more of a disaster in terms of what's going on. So I don't know what you think about that, but I just wanted to get your feels.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Tom.
I agree with some of what you said, but see, the bottom line, people, is it goes back to the home where these children came from. It goes back to who brought these children on this earth in the first place. Those are the people we have to address and hold accountable. Now, you say, how do we do that? As I said, there are penal codes on the books, have been for years, that are not enforced. And if somebody would wake up and start doing the things that we said we were going to do, if people did not hold up their end of the responsibility, that could change some of it, and it'll take time to do that. But it has to be done, because until people see that they're going to be responsible for these children that they're bringing on this earth, basically the children are going to be like wild dogs out here doing whatever they please and trying to survive from one day to the next with no direction. One of the things, I have a piece of paper laying on my desk. It says, bad attitudes are like flat tires. You can't move forward until a change is made. So if you got a flat tire, if you want to continue to drive, you got to change that tire. Your attitude is the same way. We've got to look at this from the perspective of how do we rebuild these communities. We need to get the law enforcement, the ministers, and all these other folks, the so-called representatives, you call them politicians, I don't know what they are, because I don't know who they're representing. If a man, I've been in the city for 55 years and no one has ever asked me my opinion, and you hold an office saying you're my representative, how are you going to represent me if you don't know what I think? If you've never asked my opinion of anything, I don't even know who's supposed to be representing me in the district I live in. That's because these people have never come and knocked on my door. But anyway, it goes back to the responsibility of our society to hold people accountable for their responsibility, and all of this goes back to parenting.
So, Al, well, there are people who aren't capable. Maybe they shouldn't have had children, but there are
people
who aren't capable of parenting. They don't have the capacity, and yet they have children. I don't know, Al. You know, this is a tough discussion. There is no easy answer. But clearly, the answer of lock them all up is not working.
I didn't say
no. I know you
anybody
did.
Else.
No, I didn't say you did. But there are people who say lock them all up, as if that's somehow, and more police, as if that somehow is going to be the answer to this. This is bigger than any of those kinds of simple solutions.
That's correct. And locking up is not going to be the solution. It's about, my agency teaches healthy relationships, responsible parenting, responsible fatherhood, anger management and emotional intelligence, and money management. And I struggle to get people to come and do the work because we're not funded. If people can't pay for the service, they can't get it from us. But they used to have these services paid for through federal grants, et cetera. We were a part of that for 15 years, and then they cut the money off. Well, we still do the work, but it's a struggle to keep the door open. The point is, a lot of people need these services, but they can't get them because they can't afford them. And we got, as Tom was saying, programs. We got programs up the wazoo that do nothing. People are sitting around in offices getting paid, and I can't see any work that they do. You had a problem here recently with Milwaukee County Health Department, mental health issues. There's a lot of people getting paid with titles, but God only knows what they do for a living. And that's part of
You know, Al, when you live in communities like the ones you and I live in, and you see coming down the pike even more trouble than we're already in, and you see people who don't either don't know or don't have the know-how to work towards changing this or even the planning necessary. The law enforcement officer who unfortunately lost his life last night and the young man who took that law enforcement officer's life and that young man who then lost his life is a microcosm and of what happens every day in these streets. And the fact that young people, 10, 12, 8 years old, are dying in the streets. And yet we have a system that still is not working in the right manner to address it. Now,
I agree.
I know, but how do we get that system to understand that, you know, we, as you stated, people in leadership positions who don't know how to address this, who aren't willing
to
address it?
They don't know. It's just a job, and they're getting paid, but they don't know what they're doing, and most of them are doing nothing. Zero. That's the problem. We're not holding them accountable either. And that is the biggest problem, because people are out here with all these titles and they don't do anything to serve other people. They want people to serve them.
So let's do this, Al. Let's bring Jacob from Eureka, California on. Hey, good morning, Jacob. How you doing? You say what?
Nothing. How about these Wisconsin Republican members of the state legislature, who most of them are on the payroll of the NRA and the weapons industry, who think the solution to all life's problems is to arm every single person in the country, no matter how inappropriate it may be for any of these individuals to own firearms, because they want to make billions of dollars. And they have done a great job at that, haven't they? But we have, you know, tens of thousands of people murdered with firearms every year in the society, and nothing's being done about it. You know, there's one party that wants to do something, and the Democrats have tried, and they've done a few things. But the Republicans, now with their lock on the Supreme Court, their 6-3 majority, you know, just about any idiot in the country apparently is going to be able to own any firearm they want from now on. You know, what an outstanding result we have from the Republican Party.
Well, so
mass murder.
There's no question, Jacob, that the easy accessibility to weapons exacerbates the problems that we are talking about. I don't think there's anybody who can argue that point. That young man who had access to that gun, and wound up, you know, using it to kill, snuff out the life of a law enforcement officer. Had he not had access to the gun, we're not saying that he was a perfect person, but he certainly wouldn't have been able to take the life of that law enforcement officer. So there's no question that the easy accessibility to guns is also a part of what it is we are talking about. Al?
To say is that the last report I read said there were 460 million guns in this country. There's only 360 million people. So we got a million guns more than we got people on this, in this country. Why? And I understand this young man talking about the NRA and what have you. I used to be a member when I was a law enforcement officer and when I was in the military. When I got out, I canceled my membership. I have guns, but I don't use them for any purpose other than practice, and I used to hunt. I don't do that anymore. I go to the grocery store instead of going out in the woods and trying to find some meat to put on my table. There's no need for all of these guns. But the point is, when you got a million more guns than you got people, it's easy access. Right. When I was a kid in Michigan, in Detroit and Flint, Michigan, I had guns when I was a kid. I was involved in street gangs. I was involved in motorcycle gangs. Everybody had guns. The question is why? What do we need them for?
Well, young people say for protection. Every time I talk to young boys.
From who?
Hey, well, you know. From others.
Your parents?
From others like them. This is what they tell me.
Saying, who are you protecting yourself from? Your parents?
No.
Technically. Well, hello? That seems to be the situation.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, the easiest.
What's in your life?
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Bill. You say what?
With, I can't agree with him more. And the question becomes to all these pro-gun people, especially Republicans, how many people have to die before you wake up and smell the roses? You've got more guns than people. And then you say, well, how can we stop it? But the gun isn't the problem. Can you imagine if we handled alcoholism the way they handle guns? Every time you have a drunk person, well, they need more alcohol. No. We don't need more guns. You know, as the gentleman that was just talking said, I'm a gun owner. I used to be part of the NRA. And when Charlton Houston, or Moses, as I like to call him, changed it and made a political thing about it, that's when this gun, these mass shootings, cop killings, people, everything just went through the sky. They don't want to admit that. If you call them on it, they'll sidestep it, they'll ignore it, they won't even look you in the eye. But if you push hard enough and say, how many have to die before you wake up and say the gun is the problem? Thanks, Earl.
Hey,
you guys,
Bill,
have a good day.
Thank you as well. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Guys, hang on. 844-967-2789. Al Holmes of my father's house is my guest. We'll be right back.
Cause you rap a ball, they round. Your winners, they crown. Dudes in the circle, he known for years. Shed beers.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 37 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 37.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
About seeing a doctor, go to alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 24. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 42. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Al Holmes of My Father's House. Let's go to Andy from Beaver Dam. Hey, Andy, how you doing, man?
Earl and Al, it's pretty sad when the use of firearms by young people, they just don't even think twice about shooting somebody else and the repercussions of that. And it lessens what's life worth, you know, when you just shoot somebody and you can't take it back because you've harmed them or killed them or whatever. It's just, you know, we brought down to the lowest common denominator by the use of guns and pistols and everything to settle differences or disagreements. Is pretty sad, you know.
You know, Andy, it is, but I still want to keep talking about the easy accessibility, you know, of those things. And so you've heard Al and others say, you know, over 400 and some odd million guns, you know, more. And there's, you know what, 50% of the people own all of those guns. The other 50% don't. And I don't know, you know, I really don't. I don't understand, you know, there's not all Americans who you know, own guns. 50% of us don't own guns. And but the easy accessibility to people who should never have them is what's at the root of all of this. And
absolutely.
And yet you can't. I'll repeat it until, you know, I'm blue in the face. Gun show loopholes. Right now in the city of Milwaukee, they are busting windows out of automobiles that are parked at night. And they're running all over the city, busting out windows, trying to find guns that people have left in their cars. you know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And that's got to be where we begin to start fixing and tightening up these laws people won't be able to get all those guns. Hey, Andy, thank you very much for the call. Al, you say what? Yeah. Oh, we lost Al. And so I guess it's him calling back. But you know, when we won't even address the easy accessibility to guns And then when you look at all of these other countries.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, Al, thanks. When you look at all these other, when you look at all these other nations that don't have the as many guns, and there aren't the kind of killings that go on in this country, that's a problem. And when people don't want to address that, that's part of it. And we can at least work to control the accessibility to guns, and then maybe we can work back and start addressing the people who are using them. Al?
Okay, but let's go back to what that lady said that you had on earlier, the professor.
Right.
It's not about that. It's about people having families, children, and raising them. My wife and I received a 50-year anniversary award from the YWCA on December 28th for coaching girls' sports. A year ago, the Title IX, which makes girls' sports in numbers equal to the boys nationwide, the deal is a lady came up to me after her daughter came to me and thanked me for being her coach and helping her get direction to go on to college, et cetera. And the woman walked up to me and she said, "Thank you, I'm her mother." I looked at the lady, I said, "Excuse me? Your daughter was a star athlete in high school in two sports of which I coached. And I'm just meeting you tonight? I retired in 2016. And she looked at me and she was so embarrassed. I said, "Where were you all those years that she was in high school doing all these things and was a star athlete?" She said, "I don't like high school sports." I said, "But your daughter was a star athlete. She's going to college on scholarship because of, and you never showed up to a game? You never came and watched her run?" And the lady walked away from me. And this goes back to what I said. It's about parenting, being involved in the child's life. See, people having babies today are having babies and leaving the children for whoever to raise. And you get what you get. You don't put nothing in, you get nothing out. We've worked with hundreds of children over the years, my wife and I and you, and most of those people, those children, do well in life because of some of the discipline and direction that we gave them, but they didn't get it from home. Unfortunately, I come from a parentless home. My mother and father died when I was 4 and 5 years old. I had to look to someone else to give me direction. But the point is, our problem is not with guns. Our problem is with leadership doing what they're supposed to do to stop some of this rampant parentless children out here in these streets.
Hey, Al.
And children have no hope.
We got to leave it at that, man. Thank you very much, as always, man. Really appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for, man, just an exemplary, you know, music. I'll be back on tomorrow. 844-967-2789 is the number. See you all later.
Do
do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local civic media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local civic media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.